This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news, the headlines first. Monsoon winds become active across the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division urges public and concerned agencies to stay updated and take necessary precautions. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak stresses making Nepal's early warning system more reliable and systematic to reduce disaster risk. Madhya Province government begins distribution of shallow tube wells to aid drought-hit farmers. And U.S. President Trump hires economic data chief after jobs report fuels tariff concerns. Now the news in detail. Monsoon winds have become active across the country with the low pressure line positioned slightly north of the average. General weather changes are expected this afternoon nationwide. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast heavy rainfall at one or two places in Kosi, Gandaki and Lumini provinces today. The division has urged the public and concerned agencies to stay updated with the latest weather information and take necessary precautions. Meanwhile, Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak has emphasized the need to make Nepal's early warning system more reliable, systematic and accessible to reduce disaster risk. Speaking at a disaster dialogue organized by the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority yesterday, the Home Minister said timely alerts can significantly minimize loss of life and property. Home Minister Lekhak stressed that disaster response must be strengthened with collective effort. He also called for delivering early warnings not just via SMS but also through direct phone calls when necessary, highlighting Nepal's exposure to multiple disasters and cross-border risk like glacier lake outbursts. The Home Minister said effective information sharing and preparedness are essential. He also shared plans to improve disaster management through policy, legal and institutional reforms with support from the private sector in rescue efforts. The Madhya Provincial Government has launched a program to distribute shallow tube wells worth 180 million rupees to support farmers facing drought conditions due to insufficient rainfall. The initiative, introduced under the Dry Land Support Program by the Province Ministry of Land Management, Agriculture and Cooperatives, targets farmers across 8 districts: Dhanusa, Mohtori, Saralahi, Rotahat, Bara, Pursa, Sira and Saptari. According to the ministry, this distribution is being carried out through the respective agricultural knowledge centers in the districts. A total of 1,200 shallow tube wells will be provided based on local needs and priorities. Due to the ongoing water shortages, the ministry reports that only 50% of paddy plantation has been completed so far in the Madhya province. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has said Nepal-China relations have grown stronger based on mutual respect and people-to-people closeness. He emphasized that the ties between the two nations are rooted in shared civilization and historical and cultural affinity. Speaking at a special event marking the 70th anniversary of Nepal-China diplomatic relations in Kathmandu yesterday, Prime Minister Oli said the relationship is guided by mutual trust and the 5 principles of peaceful coexistence. The Prime Minister reaffirmed Nepal's firm commitment to the One China policy and noted that China has consistently respected Nepal's sovereignty, territorial integrity and political independence. The Prime Minister added that China is not just a neighbor but a trusted development partner. He praised China's support in infrastructure connectivity, agriculture, trade, transit, energy, health, digital technology and climate resilience. The Prime Minister also stressed a need for joint efforts in Himalayan development, particularly in light of the recent flash flood in the Lindi stream on the Nepal-China border, which caused significant damage. Prime Minister Oli also appreciated China's remarkable progress in poverty reduction, innovation and sustainable development, saying these achievements have contributed not only to China but also global stability and progress. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithi Viswabhagwan says the Media Council Bill does not curtail press freedom. Taking part in the clause-wise deliberations on the Media Council Bill yesterday at a meeting of the Education, Health and Information Technology Committee, Communication Minister Gurung argued that the document has not envisaged any effort to intervene in the concept of press freedom. Committee President Amar Bahadur Thapa said a seven-member subcommittee coordinated by Deepak Sharma had been formed to conclude the clause-wise deliberations on the bill. The sub-panel is mandated to present its report before the committee within 15 days of the commencement of the work. Meanwhile, mass communications and media experts have advised amending some provisions on the Media Council Bill. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. U.S. President Donald Trump has fired Erika McIntyre, the head of the agency responsible for publishing key economic data following a weaker-than-expected jobs report that intensified concerns over his tariff policies. According to the BBC, in a social media post, Trump, without providing evidence, accused McIntyre of manipulating employment figures for political purposes. The move stunned Wall Street and raised serious concerns about potential White House interference in official economic reporting. Responding to the announcement, McIntyre described her role as commissioner as the honor of her life and emphasized the agency's work as vital and important. The controversy unfolded as global stock markets reacted negatively to Trump's decision to proceed with significant tariff hikes on foreign goods. Economists have warned that the tariffs could damage the U.S. economy. Indonesia has begun releasing hundreds of inmates, including those convicted of political offenses following parliamentary approval of the first phase of President Prabowo Subianto's extensive clemency plan aimed at fostering national unity. According to Al Jazeera, on Friday, the first group of 1,178 prisoners was said to be freed after the country's House Deputy Speaker and Law Minister announced that Subianto had signed a presidential decree granting amnesties. Just 2 months after taking office in October, leader Subianto surprised the nation by pleading clemency for around 44,000 inmates across the country, most of whom were jailed for political reasons as part of efforts to promote reconciliation. Among those released on Friday were prominent critics of former President Joko Widodo. Now the agenda with the forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at many places of Gandaki and Lumini provinces, along with hilly regions and some places of the Tarai regions of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Kosi, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Monsoon winds become active across the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division urges public and concerned agencies to stay updated and take necessary precautions. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak stresses making Nepal's early warning system more reliable and systematic to reduce disaster risk. Madhya Province government begins distribution of shallow tube wells to aid drought-hit farmers. And U.S. President Trump fires economic data chief after jobs report fuels tariff concerns. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.